A House bill would put together an independent panel to review the state's criminal penalties. House Bill 2966 would create the West Virginia Sentencing Commission. It was taken up by the House Judiciary Committee Monday afternoon and is sponsored by House Speaker Tim Armstead. The Sentencing Commission would look at all of the criminal penalties in state code and make recommendations to lawmakers for potential legislative changes. That's what House Judiciary Chair John Schott of Mercer County says is the commission's main purpose.
We've had many laws on our books for decades and some new laws, and during our discussions here in the House chamber, there have been concerns expressed about disproportionality between certain crimes and others. So this would be an effort to get someone to take a look at that and give us some suggestions on how to rewrite some of those.
Schott says the commission would help create fair and uniform sentencing guidelines for West Virginia. It would be made up of 14 members appointed by the House Speaker, Senate President, and the Governor. Commissioners would serve for 2 years and would not be paid for doing so. The House Judiciary Committee also adopted amendments to the bill Monday. One would require the commission to place a special emphasis on the state's drug laws, and the other two would appoint additional members, two attorneys appointed by the president of the state's bar exam, and two counselors from the West Virginia Association of Alcoholism and Drug Abuse. The bill was approved by the committee and now moves to the full House for its consideration. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Liz McCormick at the State House.